निताय गौरंगा जय निताय गौरंगा निताय गौरंगा जय निताय गौरंगा निताय गौरंगा गौर हरि निताय गौर हरि जय गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि निताय गौरंगा जय गौर हरि जय सच्चिदानंद गौर हरि जय सच्चिदानंद गौर हरि नदिया बिहारी गौर हरि नदिया बिहारी गौर हरि पतित पावन गौर हरि पतित पावन गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि पतित पावन गौर हरि नदिया बिहारी गौर हरि कलयुग अवतारी गौर हरि कलयुग अवतार गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि निताय गौरंगा जय निताय गौरंगा निताय गौरंगा जय निताय गौरंगा निताय गौरंगा जय निताय गौरंगा निताय गौरंगा जय गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि जय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओके टाइट हरे कृष्ण नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्यये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा You're all welcome on a very auspicious Janmashtami day at Nitai Gauranga Temple, ISKCON Irkutsk for morning Bhagavatam class.
Всем добро пожаловать в этот благоприятный день в храм Шиши Нитай Гауранги, храм Шиши Нитай Гауранги на этот день явления Господа Шри Кришны на утреннюю лекцию по Шримад Бхагаватам.
Excuse me, Prabhu. I need to ask you the microphone.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
So, the live translation, they can hear the translation, otherwise they will hear only English.
Yes, or that's not why you gave me?
They just gave it to you, so you can sing.
Ah, I see. I don't know. Hare Krishna. So, in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages at Nam Sharanya, they asked six questions, and the last question was, when Lord Sri Krishna ascended back to his own abode, whose shelter Dharma has taken?
Когда Кришна ушел, покинул землю и вернулся в свою вечную обитель, где приняла прибежище Дхарма?
And the answer given is, the Srimad Bhagavatam as the sun rising simultaneously Krishna was ascending up to his abode and Bhagavatam was appearing like a sun to give light to the people in general to follow the principle of dharma.
И описывается, что параллельно тому, как Кришна уходил в свою вечную обитель, Шримад Бхагаватам, подобно солнцу, восходило и давало возможность всем людям узнать о дхарме, о религии.
It means there is no difference between Krishna and Bhagavatam.
Другими словами, нет разницы между Кришной и Шримад Бхагаватам.
Like Krishna is eternal, Bhagavatam is also eternal.
Кришна, он вечный, и Бхагаватам тоже вечен.
And one of our Goswamis, Shripad Sanatana Goswami, has glorified Bhagavatam.
И один из наших Госвами, Шрипад Санатана Госвами, он прославляет Шримад Бхагаватам.
And we'll read certain verses which Sanatana Goswami Pad has offered to Shrimad Bhagavatam as a Sri Krishna.
И мы прочитаем некоторые из этих стихов, которые Шрипад Санатана Госвами предлагает.
When we are approaching Bhagavatam, we are understanding Bhagavatam, first thing we must realize that Bhagavatam and Krishna are non-different. And Bhagavatam is a person. It only reveals to us its all nectarian meanings when we have a service attitude towards Bhagavatam.
Shrimad Bhagavatam раскроет нам весь свой нектар только тогда, когда у нас будет умонастроение служения по отношению к Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya means really having a service attitude towards Bhagavatam.
То есть в этом тексте говорится, что нужно обладать настоящим умонастроением служения Бхагаватам.
So the first verse goes, Sarva Shastra Abadhi Pyusha. Sarva, you shall say Sarva.
То есть вот это первая строчка первого стиха из этих текстов Санатана Госвами. И первое слово значит Сарва, всех.
Sarva, say
Shastra
Abadhi
Pyusha.
Sarva means all, Shastra means scripture.
Sarva значит все, Shastra значит писание.
And Abadhi means, Abadha means ocean.
И Abadha значит океан.
And Pyush means nectar.
А Pyush значит нектар.
Like in Bhagavad Gita we say, Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana. All the Vedic literature has been taken the form of cow, so coward boy Krishna as taking the nectar in the form of Bhagavatam as given to the Partho Vatsa, to the Arjun who was acting as a calf.
Вот в Бхагавад-гите там говорится, что вся ведическая литература она приняла воплощение как корова, so was a cow, then
Krishna was the milkman.
Krishna пастушок, он доит корову.
He took the all essence of the Vedic literature.
Он извлек всю сущность.
And gave to Arjuna, who was like a vatsa. Vatsa means the calf. And therefore Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsala. Bhakta means Arjuna, and Vatsala means like a calf. Like the cow loves the calf, Krishna loves the devotees. Wherever calf goes, cow goes. So wherever devotee goes, Krishna goes. So the next example is like churning of the milk ocean. And the purpose of the whole churning milk ocean was to get nectar. So all the Vedic scripture is like a ocean, and churning of the ocean has brought out the Pyusha, means nectar.
И вот все ведические писания не подобны океану, и бахтание океана, оно вот создало, произвело вот этот Пьюша, нектар.
So it means Srimad Bhagavatam is nectar of the churning of all Vedic literature, which is like an ocean. The next line. Sarva Vaideka Shatapphala. Sarva Vaideka. Sarva means all, Vaidik means Vedic literature. And phala means fruit. So, like in the glories of Bhagavatam, Mangalacharna, we read this verse. Nigam kalapatro galitam phalam. Nigam means Veda.
Nigam means Veda. Nigam means Veda. Вот этот стих мы читаем в Мангалачаране Шримад Бхагаватам.
And Vedas are like kalapatru, like a desire fulfilling tree.
Веды они подобны древам желаний, которые исполняют любое желание.
Nigam kalapatru galitam phalam means ripened fruit.
И далее говорится в этом тексте, что это зрелый плод.
So of all the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam is ripened fruit.
Таким образом, из всей ведической литературы Srimad Bhagavatam это зрелый плод.
So these are two glorification of Bhagavatam. It is the nectar from the ocean of all Vedic literature, and it is the ripened fruit of Vedic tree.
Вот мы уже узнали о двух таких метафорах описания Шримад Бхагаватам. Первое, это что Шримад Бхагаватам это нектар из всего океана ведических писаний. Второе, что это зрелый плод из дерева, на котором находятся все ведические писания.
And glories of Bhagavatam in Padma Purana.
Также описывается слава Бхагаватам в Падма Пуране.
Narada has met personally the Bhakti Devi and her two sons are the fruits. Narada personally met Bhakti Devi as a personified beautiful Devi along with her two sons, Jnana and Vairagya. Jnana means knowledge and Vairagya means renunciation. So, Bhakti Devi was young in Vrindavan. But the result of the Bhakti Devi, her two sons became old. And Bhakti Devi was very much concerned and worried about that. And she requested Narada Rishi to kindly help her. Narada spoke all the Vedas in the ears of the Jnana and Vairagya. He spoke all the Vedic literature, yeah. No, all the Vedas. Mahabharata, everything. They were just opening eyes and again closing. And Narada became really bewildered. How come all the Vedic literature is not working? He gave promise to Bhakti Devi, I promise you, I will make you popular in every town and village, and I'll get your both son again youthful.
Narada Muni пообещал Бхакти Деви, сказал, что я сделаю так, что ты прославишься в каждом городе и деревне, тебя будут знать, а твои сыновья снова станут молодыми.
And then Narada Muni went to the Badrika Ashram, which is his presiding deity, Naranarayan's Ashram.
И потом Narada Muni отправился в Бадрика Ашрам, где находится его presiding deity,
Narayan, yeah, he is the worshipper of
Narayan. Где находится божество, которому поклоняется Narada Muni, Narayan.
So there he got the information that your problem will be solved by some devotees.
И там он узнал, что эту проблему, его проблему можно будет разрешить при помощи преданных.
Then right there, Vishala Nagari means Badri Vishal, he met the four Kumaras, his elder brothers. Narada met four Kumaras.
Именно в этом месте Нарада Муни он создал четырех Кумаров.
And they said, Narada, you are always jubilant. People see you and they become happy. Why you are morose?
He met
them and they asked Narada.
Они сказали ему, Нарада Муни, ты всегда полон радости и делаешь всех других радостными, но почему ты сейчас в такой печали находишься?
Он сказал, I have given words to the bhakti that I will revive their youth of her children and I will preach the message of bhakti in every town and village and to every person, but somehow with all my efforts I was unsuccessful and I heard that only the devotees, you are the great devotees, you can help.
И Нарада Муни ответил, он сказал, я пообещал Бхакти Деви, что помогу ей и сделаю так, что она будет известна, будет прославлена в каждом городе и деревне, и везде будут знать ее. Но у меня это не получается, я услышал, что только преданные смогут мне помочь, а вы являетесь чистыми возвышенными преданными.
And then Sanakadi Rishi said, Narad, why you did not tell Bhagavatam to the son of Bhakti Devi?
И тогда Sanakadi Rishi спросил, Нарада Муни, почему ты не рассказал детям Бхакти Деви о Шримад Бхагаватам?
So what is the difference between the Vedas and Bhagavatam?
Каково отличие между Ведами и Бхагаватам?
Sanakadi Rishi said, Narada, you know the glories of Bhagavatam.
Он продолжал, Нарада Муни, ты же знаешь славу Шримад Бхагаватам?
Vedas are like a tree.
Веды подобны дереву.
Kalpa Vriksha, Nigam Kalpatru. But the Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit of a tree.
No, Shrimad Bhagavatam это зрелый плод с этого дерева.
Well, there's a tree, there's an orange tree.
Например, у нас есть дерево, апельсиновое дерево.
But there is juice in the whole tree.
И есть сок во всем дереве.
But you cut the tree, you will not get juice.
Но если вы срубите дерево, сока вы не получите.
When the fruit is ripened, then you get juice.
А когда плод уже зрелый, тогда вы можете получить из него сок.
So sometimes Vedas are compared to the ocean. And the water of the ocean is not used for drinking, water of the ocean is not used for cultivation. And the saintly people are compared to the clouds. They do the austerity like by the heat of the sun, the water of the ocean is evaporated as a cloud and it becomes sweet and is poured down as a rain and rivers to give the sweet water for the needy people.
Они совершают такого рода аскезу, солнце нагревает океан, вода испаряется, попадает в облака, становится сладкой, и потом уже из облаков попадает обратно на землю, и люди получают вот эту вот сладкую воду.
So, we cannot get direct benefit from Vedas.
Таким образом, мы не можем получить напрямую благо от Вед.
But somebody has, like a devotee, who can act as a cloud and give us the sweet water or nectar from the ocean.
И нам нужно облако или преданные, которые смогут дать нам вот этот нектар, эту сладкую воду из океана.
So here the Bhagavatam is compared to the ripened fruit of Vedic literature.
И здесь Шримад Бхагаватам сравнивается со зрелым плодом из ведической литературы.
Сарва
Сиддханта
Ратаннарьяха. This is the third line. Сарва Сиддханта. Сиддханта means conclusion of all truth. So there are many Siddhanta, there are six philosophies in Vedic literature. So they are all called, they have their own Siddhanta. But the conclusion of all Siddhanta Sarva Siddhanta Ratanarya. Ratanarya. Ratan means actually jewel.
Далее говорится Ratanarya. Ratanarya на самом деле значит драгоценность.
Ratanarya. Of all the Siddhanta, the conclusive jewel is Srimad Bhagavatam. When it is compared to the jewel, we think it may be only available to the rich people.
И когда мы думаем о драгоценностях, нам может показаться, что эти драгоценности, драгоценность доступны только богатым людям.
Because it is ratana, ratana, jewel is not with everybody.
Потому что такая драгоценность не у каждого может быть.
Парсинатан Госвами is saying, sarva loika, sarva, laukaika, drikkaprada. Oh, it is the concluding jewel of all the truths, but it is sarva loka, it is available for all people.
И далее Санатана Госвами продолжает, что несмотря на то, что это самая драгоценность из всего, но в то же время она доступна для каждого человека.
Sarva lokaika dasa dikka pradaha. Dikka means vision.
То есть эко-дрик значит видение.
Prada means one who gives. Bhagavatam gives the spiritual vision to all people.
И Prada значит тот, кто дарует, дает. И таким образом Шримад Бхагаватам дает духовное, трансцендентное видение всем людям.
Because everybody in the age, right now, everybody in this material world is in ignorance.
Потому что сейчас все в материальном мире пребывают в невежестве.
And Шримад Бхагаватам has brought the sunlight of spiritual vision. Like we may have eyes, which are all right, but there is no sun, we cannot see anything. So, people have eyes, but there is no sun of Bhagavatam, they cannot see anything. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving the spiritual vision to all peoples. And then Sanatana Goswami is saying, Sarva Bhagavata Prana. Sarva Bhagavat means all the great devotees. So this here Bhagavatam means the devotees. Prana means life. So Vaishnavanam Priyam Bhagavatam is Vaishnavanam Priyam. It's very dear to the Vaishnavas. Srimad Bhagavatam Pranam Amalam Vaishnavanam Priyam. This is Mahaprabhu's conclusion that Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless literature and it is very dear to the Vaishnavas. Now, the line which Sanatana Goswami Pada is saying is very important. Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho. Hey Srimad Bhagavata, you are my master. It means Bhagavatam is personality. So, then he's saying, why you have appeared? Kali Dhvanta Uditya Sri Krishna Parivartita. Sri Krishna Parivartita means Sri Krishna has appeared as Bhagavat. Parivart means instead of. So, in Kali Yuga, Bhagavatam you have appeared It means Krishna has come again.
И это указывает на то, что в Кали-югу Кришна снова пришел. Он пришел в форме Бхагаватам.
Actually, you are Lord Krishna, who has returned among us.
Другими словами, на самом деле, ты сам Господь Кришна, который сейчас пришел и находится среди нас.
And otherwise, we are celebrating every year Janmashtami.
Другими словами, каждый год мы отмечаем этот день Janmashtami.
But following the Goswami's mood, Srila Prabhupada has given us every day Srimad Bhagavata recitation.
Но следуя настроению Госвами, Шрила Прабхупада дал нам эту традицию каждый день цитировать, читать Шримад Бхагаватам.
So every day we are relishing the appearance of Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam.
Таким образом, каждый день мы наслаждаемся появлением Кришны в форме Шримад Бхагаватам.
Yeah, Bhagavatam is not that different than Krishna. First, we should keep this in our mind very firmly that when we are approaching Bhagavat, we are approaching Krishna.
Bhagavatam не отличен от Кришны. Мы должны это очень хорошо стараться всегда помнить.
In the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes that on every page of Bhagavatam you can see Krishna. In the introduction of Bhagavatam. Then Prabhupada writes, but if your mind is pure, then you can see Krishna. If the mind is pure, then you can see Krishna on every page of Bhagavatam. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, but the mind can be pure when we have our habits of eating and all other pure. And then Prabhupada writes, but somehow. And that somehow means the association of the devotees. If we associate with the devotees, they can reveal Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavata Krishnera Anga. Srimad Bhagavatam is the part of the limb of the transcendental body of Krishna. Prati shloke, prati akshare, gopi krishna, nana ranga, in every verse and any word, there is pastime of Krishna and his dear devotees. And Padma Puran described the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the different parts of the limb of transcendental body of Krishna.
In Padma Puran. In Padma Puran, it is said that the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the different parts of the transcendental body of Krishna.
The first and second canto are a lotus feet of Krishna. And third and fourth canto are the thighs of Krishna. Fifth canto is the belly. Sixth canto is chest. Seventh and eighth canto are the two limbs. Ninth canto is beautiful neck. Tenth canto is smiling face. 11th canto is forehead. And 12th canto is the top of the head. And the 10 subjects which are in Bhagavatam are actually compared to all these different cantos. In Bhagavad Gita, there are 5 subject matters Srila Prabhupada has given us. But Bhagavatam has 10 subject matters. Sarga, Visarga. Sthanam. Poshan, Uti, Manavantara, Ishanu Katha,
Ishanu
Nirodha Mukti Ashriya. So these are the 10 subject matters. Sarga means primary creation. Visarga means secondary creation by Brahma.
Visarga указывает на вторичное творение, которое творит Господь Брахма.
And sthana means the geography and astronomy.
Sthana – это описание географическое и астрономическое.
Mostly described in fifth canto.
В основном это в пятой песне описывается.
Poshan means the Lord, when He creates, He also nourishes the... Poshan means nursing.
Poshan, значит, Господь создает и также потом ухаживает, поддерживает.
So, Lord nourishes the devotees when they are in distress, like in sixth canto, Ajamil, by chanting holy name.
Например, Господь поддерживает своих преданных, заботится, например, Аджамила, когда он, значит, Аджамила воспевал имена Господа.
So, technically, Poshan is like... Mother is taking care of the baby is called Poshan. All the gardener is taking care of the gardens, flowers and small herbs and all these by cutting, by giving water, that's called Poshan. And the next subject matter is uti, which means karma vasana. Karma vasana, technically uti means how we make the cloth by the threads.
Следующий предмет это ути. Технически ути значит вот вязание, то есть вот как шьется одежда.
So, according to the three modes of material nature and environment, we get the different bodies.
Например, в материальном мире, согласно трем гунам материальной природы, мы получаем разные тела.
There are demonic karms, there are devotee karms, and there are human-like karms. So, seventh canto has all these Hiranyakash, Prahlad, Maharaj, and then the five chapters for the human beings. So, there's a description like that.
Human-like glands?
Demonic. Karma vasana. Vasana, yeah, this is a little technical word. I think today is not this topic. Whatever action we do, there are impressions. And based on those impressions, we get the different bodies. Some impressions are of the work is demonic. Then some people get demonic bodies. Some have a devotee impressions. They appear as a devotees. And there are some impressions are like demigods. They appear as a demigods.
So
that's uti atha karma vasana. The word is uti or karma vasana. And then there is a manvantara, which means the administration. The universal administration. Last night as we were discussing, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna appears in the seventh rule of the Manu. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. The seventh Manu means the midday. Now it is the rule of seventh Manu. And his name is Vivaswata. And he is son of Vivaswan, the sun god. That Sri Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, told he gave the Bhagavad Gita to sun god and Vivaswan Manu.
Krishna описывает Bhagavad Gita, что он поведал Bhagavad Gita Vivaswanu Богу Солнца, и тот уже потом Манава сказал.
So Manvantara is universal administration.
Таким образом, Манвантара — это вселенское управление.
In each Manvantara there's a one incarnation called Manvantara incarnation.
И в каждую Манвантару приходит одно воплощение, которое называется воплощение Манвантары.
That incarnation will select one person to act as a administrative demigod Indra. That incarnation will select one person who will act as an Indra, administrative demigod.
И это воплощение выберет какую-то определенную личность, которая в будущем будет играть роль полубога Индры, который будет управляющим.
Then he will select the seven rishis for the spiritual guidance of the whole planet.
Потом он выберет других семерых личностей, это семь риши, которые будут управлять различными планетами.
And then this rule of Manvantara continues.
И таким образом вот это вот все управление вселенское во время этой Манвантары продолжается.
And every Manu establishes some special rules and regulation for the spiritual upliftment of the people.
И каждый Ману он устанавливает какие-то определенные правила и законы для того, чтобы люди духовно возвышались.
So there is a description of Manvantara in eighth canto.
Таким образом вот описывается этот предмет Манвантара в восьмой песне.
The next subject is Ishanu Katha.
Следующая тема Бхагаватам — это Ишана Катха.
Иш means supreme lord.
Иша значит верховный господин.
Ану means followers, means devotees.
Ану значит последователь, преданный.
And Ishanu Katha actually purify our consciousness to receive actually the mercy of supreme lord.
Таким образом, Ишану Катха, она очищает наше сознание для того, чтобы мы были способны получить милость Господа.
So ninth canto has the beautiful description of many devotees.
Девятая песня Шримад Бхагаватам имеет прекрасное описание различных преданных.
And also the men two incarnation, Ram and Krishna. Ram and Krishna two incarnation also ninth canto.
И также там описывается два воплощения Господа, Рама и Кришна.
So that is called Ishanu Katha.
Это тема называется Ишану Катха.
And then there is a Mukti. The 11th canto is considered Mukti.
И 11-я песня, она Mukti.
The definition of the Mukti is to give up the other identification and reinstate in our own Swarup.
Определение мукти – это отказаться от всех ложных других отождествлений и восстановить свое изначальное положение в своей сварупе.
So, for mukti, in 11th canto, there are four chapters that is called Bhagavad Dharam.
И по отношению к мукти, в 11-й песне Шримад Бхагаватам есть 4 главы, которые называются Bhagavad Dharma.
That is the... Actually, Narada is speaking to the father of Krishna, Vasudeva.
Narada Muni разговаривает с отцом Кришны, Васудевой.
And he is repeating the Navayogendra Katha.
И он рассказывает ему о Катхе Навайогендра.
And that fourth chapter is called Bhagavad Dharam.
И поэтому
four chapters, 2, 3, 4, 5.
И поэтому эти четыре главы называются Bhagavad Dharam.
These four chapters, it may take maybe 10-15 days, but if we do verse by verse, that is a very nice description of highest philosophy.
И вот эти четыре главы, на них может уйти 10-15 дней, но если изучить ее текст за текстом, можно получить очень хорошее понимание этой возвышенной философии.
Yeah, if we do by verse, is Bhagavad Dharam Navayogendra is very nice.
То есть это очень хорошая вот эта вот Катха Навайогендра, четыре главы, если по тексту текстом.
Then for the liberation, actually, mukti means liberation technically.
Далее, что касается мукти, это технически значит освобождение.
Krishna is speaking in 24 chapters the Uddhava Gita.
Krishna рассказывает в 24 главах Uddhava Gita.
Uddhava Gita is a higher dimension than Bhagavad Gita.
Uddhava Gita — это более возвышенное, глубокое измерение, чем Bhagavad Gita.
What was not spoken in Bhagavad Gita because of the emergency situation, Krishna has given in Uddhava Gita.
Krishna рассказал все то в Uddhava Gita, что не смог, не рассказал в Бхагавад Гите, так как там было чрезвычайно
The objective of Bhagavad Gita is to engage Arjuna in service. The objective of Uddhava Gita is to give up everything and go to Badrika Ashram and distribute knowledge. Give up everything and go and preach in Badrika Ashram. So there is a higher, dimension of Gita. And then the Nirodha, which means pralaya actually.
Means what?
Annihilation. And there are four types of Nirodha is described. One every day we sleep, there is actually annihilation of everything, we forget everything. It's called Nitya, it's a Nitya, Nitya Pralaya, every day. Then is a Naimittik, means when Brahma sleeps. Naimittik means regularly. When Brahma sleeps, then at least up till Swarga Loka, up till the heavenly planet, everything is dissolved. And the third one is when Brahma's 100 years are over. And fourth is actually ultimately when we are absorbed in Krishna consciousness and forget everything, there is the real Nirodha. And the last item is Ashraya, which is actually Sri Krishna. The other nine items we have to understand to take shelter of Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam has these 10 subject matters which is described in one verse in second canto, 10th chapter, first verse, I think.
И вот эти 10 тем, они описываются, насколько я помню, во второй песне, в 10 главе, в первом тексте.
So now we are reading the next verse of... So why we discuss this? Because Krishna has appeared in Kali Yuga as Bhagavad Gita. Or says Srimad Bhagavatam.
И вот возвращаясь к стихам Санатаны Госвами, последний строчку, которую мы с вами прочитали, там описывается, что в Кали Югу Кришна приходит как Шримад Бхагаватам.
Now we are reading one more verse of Санатаны Госвами, then for tomorrow.
Мы почитаем с вами еще один стих сегодня,
Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varase Aksharate Sarvada Sarva Sevaya Sri Krishna Namostume Sri Krishna Namostume. Me means me. I am offering my obeisance to Sri Krishna. Because you are none different than Krishna. So Bhagavatam, offering obeisance to Bhagavatam means offering obeisance to Krishna. Generally rule is that when the deities are open, we have not to offer obeisance to anybody. Even Tulsi Puja we do after closing the curtains. She's the greatest devotee of the Krishna, but still we don't pay obeisance in when the deity curtains are open. But when Bhagavatam class is going, when we come and we pay obeisances.
Но, допустим, когда приходит лекция по Шримад-Бхагаватам, мы приходим на поклон.
Because Bhagavatam is not different than Krishna. Yeah, Bhagavatam is Krishna. So even the book Bhagavatam, we should keep it like in a traditional, all the sadhus, they keep nice cover of Bhagavatam, like we have bead bag, they have bags for Bhagavatam to carry. And there's the asana of Bhagavatam, this is the asana for Bhagavatam. It is higher than the speaker. And sometimes when Bhagavatam is on the asana like this, then they worship the Bhagavat, do aarti of the Bhagavat, offer everything to the Bhagavat. Yeah, if certain countries, like if you are not able to install the deities, you can keep Bhagavatam and worship, there's no difference. So, Sanatana Goswami is offering obeisance to Bhagavatam. Paramananda pathaya, Paramananda, the Anand and Paramananda. Paramananda means the highest degree of ecstasy.
Paramananda указывает на наивысший уровень экстаза, блаженства.
Because when we approach Bhagavatam, we are on the path of Paramananda.
Потому что когда мы соприкасаемся с Шримад Бхагаватам, мы становимся на путь такой вот Paramananda.
Prema varshi aksharayate. From every verse, the love is flowing. Prema varshi. Varsha means rain.
Prema varsha. Prema – это чистая любовь. Варша проливается.
Prama Varshay Akshrayate. Akshrayate means with every word there is a flow of love. These are actually the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Krishna Nana Rang. Means there's a loving dealing of Krishna with the gopis. Sarvada sarva sevaya. Sarvada means always.
Sarvada значит всегда.
Now these are deities, we have a timetable to open and have a darshan.
Например, вот божество установлено. У нас есть расписание, когда алтарь открыт, когда можно получить даршан.
But you have a Bhagavat at home, you can take at 2 o'clock in night and open, no problem.
Но если у вас есть Шримад Бхагаватам дома, вы можете его открыть в любое время почитать. 2 часа ночи.
So Krishna is available sarvada, all the times. And sarva sevaya, and everybody can render service to Bhagavatam. Yeah, everybody and every time you can approach Bhagavatam. You are Sri Krishna. This is Sri Krishna. Namostuti, I am offering my obeisances. So is this over? We can continue one more verse? One more? Madaeka bandho Mata sangim Mada guru Man Mana Mahadhana. So in these 4 words, Sanatana Goswami is saying, Mada Eka Bandhu, you are my relative. Bandhu means relative, friend.
Bandhu значит родственник.
Actually well-wisher. So, Bhagavatam, you are my friend. Mata Sanghi, you are my associate.
Mata Sanghi, ты мой спутник.
Companion, associate. Mother Guru, you are my spiritual master.
Mother Guru, мой учитель, мой духовный учитель.
And Mother Mahadhan, and you are my great wealth.
Mother Mahadhana, о мое величайшее богатство.
So you are everything to me, in other words.
Другими словами, ты все для меня, Шримад Бхагаватам.
In Vedas there is a verse, tumeva mata cha pita tumeva, tumeva bandhu cha sakha tumeva, tumeva sarvam mama deva. So there's a prayer every day normally. Traditionally in Vedic literature they offer, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my friend, you are my everything, you are my wealth, they say to Sri Krishna like that.
И вот в Ведах есть традиционная такая молитва, которую традиционно читают, обращаясь к Шри Кришне, где говорится, ты моя мать, ты мой отец, Шри Кришна, ты мой родитель, ты мой друг и так далее.
So Ekar, Ev is a small word, but it's most important word.
Which word? Ekar,
Ev. But it's only you, nobody else. No, I have no other shelter than you. It's like Sarva Dharman Padija, Mam Ekam. This Ekam Sharanam means Ek only. And now the next line says, Mana Manistaraka Madabhagya Mada Ananda Namastute. Mana Nistarak means you are my liberating or deliverer. You can deliver me from the miseries of the material world. Mada Bhagya, you are my fortune. Mada Bhagya, you are my fortune. Mother Ananda, and you are my bliss.
Mother Ananda, ты мое блаженство.
Namostute, I offer my respectful obeisances.
И далее говорится, я почтительно склоняюсь перед тобой.
This is the way to approach Bhagavatam.
Таков метод обращения к Шримад Бхагаватам.
And then what is the result if somebody recites Bhagavatam?
И каков же результат, если кто-то будет воспевать Бхагаватам?
Асаду садуто дайна. If somebody is not a sadhu, means saintly person, you make them saintly person.
Если кто-то не саду, не святой человек, ты делаешь его таковым святым.
Srila Prabhupada left to India with 203 copies of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto.
203?
Copies, set of.
Srila Prabhupada, когда покинул Индию, отправился в Америку, он взял с собой 203 копии Srimad Bhagavatam.
And he has only faith in Bhagavatam and holy name. Even in the beginning, he was not doing much kirtan, but he was taking his Bhagavatam to people for personal distribution. And he quoted the verses of Bhagavatam and he prayed to the Krishna, that Krishna, you are in their heart and change their heart and let them take to Krishna consciousness. And so many people were asadhu hippies, they were made sadhu by the mercy of Bhagavatam. Yeah, this is a proof, asadhu, sadhu, dayani. By approaching to the Bhagavatam, we become sadhu. If it is cold, you go near to the fire, you get heat. If it is very hot, you go under the tree, you would get cool. Similarly, if you go near to the Bhagavatam or Krishna, because they are blissful, you will get bliss. It's just natural. As long as you are in the temple, there is no anxiety, no worries, you are peaceful. You are dancing in the kirtan, people can give you 200, 2000 rubles, you cannot dance like that outside.
в экстазе, вам какой-то человек на улице может предложить, я вам сейчас дам 200-300 тысяч рублей, но вы все равно вы не сможете так же танцевать.
Yeah, this is something which is coming from the soul.
Это что-то естественное, что проявляется от природы души.
The vibration of the holy name resonating to the soul, and there's the bliss is the shower of the bliss is coming, the fountain.
Вибрация святого имени, когда слышит душа, и она сразу же начинает проявлять вот этот такой нектар, океан блаженства.
Similarly, the verses of Bhagavatam are also Krishna.
Таким же образом стихи Шримад Бхагаватам это сам Кришна.
Transcendent sound vibration.
Трансцендентные звуковые вибрации.
If you start reading, then you want to continue.
Если вы начнете читать, вам захочется продолжить.
It gives bliss. It gives ananda.
Потому что это дает блаженство, дает ананду.
Асаду, саду, дайни. Ати нича учатакара. Ати нича means one who is very low. Fallen. You rise them up. So by only this Bhagavatam, so many people, they were in a traditional Vedic way, they were, Prabhupada writes, they were not for varnashram, they were less than that. Now they are sadhus, they are sannyasis, they are delivering the other world.
А сейчас они садху, святые, саньяси, и они помогают спасаться другим.
Ади нича уча каро. Those who are fallen, you can rise them up.
И вот те, кто падшие, находятся в таком положении, ты можешь их возвысить.
It means their consciousness, which was polluted, you purify the consciousness. Consciousness goes up. It's not the atma, the person goes up.
Это значит, что ты возвышаешь, очищаешь сознание этих личностей.
The corrupt consciousness is purified by Bhagavatam. Like by the holy name, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Actually, Kirtan, Srila Prabhupada writes, Kirtan is Hare Krishna Kirtan. Also, the Bhagavatam is Kirtan. Therefore, the Acharya of Kirtan Acharya is Sukhdev Goswami. He is reciting Bhagavatam. So this is the highest Kirtan. Kirtan means glorification. Kirti means glorification. Bhagavatam is the glorification of Supreme Lord. Yeah, this is the Kirti. And Kirti purifies, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So the consciousness which is polluted is purified by Bhagavatam and holy name. Now he is requesting Bhagavatam. Ha namuncha kadachina. Please never leave me. In any condition, don't leave me. Mama prenan hirtaha kathodya ispura. Always appear within my heart. So the translation says, by pure love of Krishna, please manifest yourself in my heart and throat. Prena, prena, hirta, prena, pranaya. So appear in my heart and in my throat, it means I should sing you. It means we speak Bhagavatam.
то есть проявись в моем сердце, в моем голосе. В моем голосе значит, что я хочу спеть твою славу. Это значит, что мы говорим о Шримад Бхагаватам.
So these are the verses which generally we teach in Bhagavat, in Bhakti Vaibhav, how to approach Bhagavatam.
И вот эти стихи, которые мы сегодня прочитали, обычно во время изучения Бхакти Вайбавы мы рассказываем о них преданным, потому что они иллюстрируют то настроение, с которым нужно обращаться к Шримад Бхагаватам.
If you get it in Russian, I think if you have them, then at least maybe sometime it should be every day we read it for some time, then we can recite, and then we will develop that consciousness towards Bhagavatam.
И, ну, если они есть уже на русском переведены, и можно их распечатать, записать себе, и даже каждый день их читать, повторять для того, чтобы развивать вот это правильное настроение по отношению к Шримад Бхагаватам.
It's like a personal, it's like a personal prayer to the Bhagavatam.
Это как личное, это непосредственная молитва, которая направлена на Шримад Бхагаватам.
This is a very wonderful way of offering prayer.
Это замечательный способ молиться.
First glorifying Bhagavatam.
Сначала мы прославляем Бхагаватам.
Then asking for benediction.
Потом просим благословения.
This is the way to approach the Supreme Lord.
Таков метод обращения к Верховному Господу.
Yeah, this is described in first canto of Bhagavatam.
Это описывается в первой песне Шримад Бхагаватам.
Which is the first prayer in first canto of Bhagavatam?
Какая первая молитва в первой песне Шримад Бхагаватам?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudev. That is the invocation of that is called Mangalacharan.
Вот это стих, это называется Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan.
Now prayer means prayer of some devotees to Krishna.
Молитва это значит молитва преданных Кришне по отношению к нему.
The first prayer is.
И первая молитва какая?
You know, Kunti Maharani is in the 8th chapter.
Kunti Maharani, например, в 8th
chapter. Prayers of Kunti Maharani.
Молитва царицы Кунти.
First prayer is Arjun.
Первая молитва это молитва Арджуны.
Four, five verses.
4-5 стихов.
When Ashwasthama's Brahmastra was coming, he was not knowing, so he was offering prayer.
Арджуна was offering prayer. Когда Брахмастра Ашватхамы уже было выпущено, и Арджуна об этом не знал, он молился.
Where in two verses is glorifying Krishna, and then he's asking, please help me, what is happening, I don't know.
Первые два стиха он прославляет Господа Кришну, а потом просит помощи, говорит, я не понимаю, что происходит, помоги мне, пожалуйста.
Then Srila Prabhupada writes that this is the way to offer prayer.
И Srila Prabhupada там описывает, что это метод, как нужно молиться.
First glorify genuinely, and then ask for your help of any problem if we have.
То есть сначала искренне прославляйте, а потом просите помощи в тех проблемах, которые у вас есть.
Hare Krishna. It's okay, thank you very much.
Спасибо большое.
Гранрад Шримад Бхагавата Махапурана ки Джай. Шрила Прабхупада ки
Джай.
Кришна Джанамастами Махамахотсава ки
Джай.
So today everybody is fasting and fired up for Krishna Janmashtami. We'll meet again in the evening.
Сегодня все постятся, вдохновлены на праздник Шри Кришна Джанмаштами, и вечером мы с вами еще раз увидимся.
Yeah, we are glorifying morning appearance of Bhagavatam, evening appearance of Krishna. They are not different.
Утром мы прославляли с вами Шримад Бхагаватам, а вечером будем прославлять Шри Кришну. Бхагаватам не отличен от Шри Кришны.
Anybody has a question or comment?
Какие-то вопросы, комментарии?
Yes.
Вопрос, должны ли мы, вот говорилось, что нужно прославлять сначала Господа, а потом обращаться со своими проблемами. Нормально ли обращаться с какими-то материальными проблемами, просить их решения, или не стоит этого делать?
So the system is first we praise Lord Krishna, then we ask for help. Should we ask for help in material things, or only like spiritual ones?
We have a body which is material, we are soul.
У нас есть материальное тело, но мы являемся душой.
So the body is a vehicle to carry the soul.
И это тело, оно подобно какой-то машине, которая помогает душе передвигаться здесь.
Акам сарва кама ва мокша кама ударади. You may have all these material desires, you may have no desire, but you just go to Krishna.
То есть, если у вас материальное желание, нет у вас материальных желаний, но все равно мы
The only the difference between going to the Krishna and going to the other is that Krishna will purify your material desire in the process of giving benediction. Because he is living in our heart as a super soul and he knows our inner feelings. Nobody else can purify us. Because they are not living as a super soul in our heart. Demigods are not super soul. No other person can do that. So even when we go, like Dhruva Maharaj went with desire to Krishna, but Krishna purified his desire. A pure devotee never asks anything for personal things. But he always asks for the welfare of other people. So sometimes our devotees, like some of our sannyasis, when they are sick, we pray in the morning to the deities that for the pleasure of Prabhupada, and if you think it is fit, then make him fit to preach more, something like that, there's no problem. There's nothing wrong because this body is in service of Krishna. Sanatan Goswami's body become infected with some skin disease. And Mahaprabhu was embracing his body and he was feeling very embraced. So he wanted to really destroy the body under the wheels of the chariot. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is not your body, you have given this body to me. I have to make many services to this body. How can you destroy this? Because the body of the devotee is used in the service of Krishna. In one sense, the body of the sannyasi is not considered separate from the soul. That's Prabhupada's example, putting the iron in the fire become fire. Because their body, words and mind all in the service of Krishna. They are given this three danda, which is BMW. B means body. M means mind. And W means word. So they get a best car. Sannyasi is the best machine, a BMW. Yeah, they go everywhere, anywhere. So their body is in service of Krishna. Therefore, sannyasi are given the samadhi. Their body is not cremated. Because they have no any desire of their personal body. So for the devotee's body in a service of Krishna we may pray. Draupadi is the greatest devotee and in one way is Sakhi of Krishna. Sakhi means like a friend of Krishna. Yeah, she was not normal girl born of many mother, father. She appeared from a yagna kunda.
Mm-hmm.
she was calling Krishna for her chastity. And it's nicely described in Bhagavatam. So devotees, if he ask something for body, that's nothing wrong. Because there's no self sense gratification. Because body, mind, everything in service of Krishna. Even mistakenly we ask something for sense gratification, Krishna will purify and course during the course of blessing. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes?
It's very different how we approach Srimad Bhagavatam, like a physical book or like electronic, for example, on phones or something else.
Everything in use, Prabhupada said this microphone is a microphone, but when we are using for Krishna Katha, then it is also spiritualized. But your question is good. Actually, if it is a book, then we worship. But in phone, we have all the books now. This telephone has eaten everything. He has eaten the torchlight, he has eaten the watch, he has eaten the camera, he has eaten all the library. This has, he's eaten everything.
He has
everything. Eaten everything, finished.
Eaten?
This is a very dangerous thing. He swallowed everything.
Ah, то есть, есть смысл, может... В телефоне есть все, камера, звук, видео, программы и так далее. Все можно у него сейчас.
All relation he has swallowed.
All?
Relations. We don't want to talk with everybody. We just look always in you. And it is still called smartphone. So this has actually eaten everything.
Yeah,
best camera, library, books, everything. Newspaper, television, everything finished. Yeah, so, what traditionally books, is books we should have covered and everything. Basically, it is consciousness, it's not just material things, it's consciousness. Even an electronic thing, when we are approaching to the scripture, we should have a different mood than where we are just watching some messages on WhatsApp.
То есть даже если мы используем свой телефон, электронный какой-то девайс для чтения книг, мы должны все равно с определенным настроением это делать, не с таким же, как мы читаем сообщения в WhatsApp, допустим.
But the difference is like that. The deities, when they are in the market, in a shop for selling, nobody pay obeisances. But when they come here and they are installed, then everybody has a respect and aarti and bhog and everyone.
Например, божества, когда они продаются в магазине, стоят на прилавке, никто там не заходит и не кланяется.
So similarly, those Bhagavatam which we are using here for our classes, they should be nice, people see like a very respectable book. That's better if we have that approach to Bhagavatam. It reveals. It is person. It's the Bhagavatam is person. Bhagavata also appears and disappears like Krishna appears and disappears. Yeah, if there are devotees, then Bhagavatam will appear. If there are no devotees, Bhagavatam disappears. It may be only lines and words, but no Bhagavatam. Yayathamam prapadyante. As we approach to Bhagavatam, Bhagavat reward us accordingly. We approach Bhagavat for Krishna Prem, then we'll get Krishna Prem. If we approach Bhagavatam for some material benefit, we'll get material benefit. In Vrindavan, some Brahman was doing Bhagavat Katha all his life. He approached another exalted Vaishnava. He said, I'm speaking Bhagavatam for so many years, still I don't have a Krishna Prem. Well, the exalted Vaishnava says, anyway, it is very nice that you are reciting Bhagavatam, very good. But he said, in Bhagavatam it is written, you will get Krishna Prem, why I'm not getting? With folded hand, the exalted Vaishnava said, you approach the Bhagavat for material benefit, you have big ashram, you have all the cars and all facilities, you never approach Bhagavatam for Krishna Prem. So why you are saying Krishna Prem you did not get? You approach for something, you got that. Is anything less than that? Yeah, you approach for that, you got it. Yeah, you approach for Krishna Prem, you get Krishna Prem. You approach for something else, you'll get something else. But only one thing, which is Krishna and Bhagavatam are non-different. This is the first topic. I just speak sometime from Bhagavatam, quoting Bhagavatam verses and some other things to first we should really get this truth fixed up in our consciousness. Ek mama ek bandhu mama guru mana sangi mama sakha. This is a very nice prayer. In Bhagavatam, at one place, Bhagavatam is called Adhyatmik Deep. Adhyatmik Deep means spiritual light. And some other place, Krishna is called Adhyatmik Deep. It means both are same. Yeah. When Bhisham was departing, Krishna was personally present.
Who was departing?
Bhisham Pitamaha. Bhisham Pitamaha. When Parikshit was departing, Bhagavatam was there. And both have the same destination. Yeah, the Krishna personally with Bhisham and Bhagavatam personally with Parikshit, same result. And on both places there were all the great rishis of the planet present. And both have glorified similar, both things at the same level. Hare Krishna. Rasa Rati.
те игры, которые являют Кришна во всех других вселенных, они похожи так же, как и здесь, в нашей вселенной, но также рождаются в тюрьме.
То есть ты вчера говорилась на лекции вечером, что Кришна является каждый день Брахмой, и то есть получается, что вот эти вот игры, которые он проявляет в разных вселенных, планетах, они одинаковые или нет?
So yesterday you mentioned that Krishna, he manifests his pastimes every day of Lord Brahma in different places. So are his pastimes the same, like for example, he's born in a prison, or very different?
On different planets, definitely different, not same. On this planet, this is the sequence.
Конечно же, на разных планетах игры разные, но вот на нашей планете вот игры именно такие.
We get some pastime of Krishna in Mahabharata, which are different than in Bhagavatam.
Допустим, в Махабхарате описываются игры Кришны отличные от игр, которые описаны в Бхагаватам.
Because there's a pastime of different days of Brahma.
Потому что это и лилы Господа, которые происходили в разные дни Господа Брахмы.
Therefore, it is said wherever there is a difference in the pastime in two books, it is because of the different day of Brahma appearance of the Lord.
И поэтому так и объясняется, что если вы встречаете описание лил Господа разного или разных лил в разных книгах, двух примеров.
There's one word used in the Sanskrit, it's kalpabheda. Kalpabheda means appearance in the different day of Brahma.
То есть kalpabheda, это говорится на санскрите. Это указывает на то, что эти игры были проявлены в разные дни Господа Брахмы.
The purpose is to come with associate to demonstrate the different mellows to attract the devotees.
Цель всех этих игр – это проявить различную сладость, чтобы привлечь своих преданных и вступить с ними в взаимоотношения.
The places may be different sometimes, some pastime may be different, because pastime are unlimited, unmanifested or unlimited.
То есть может быть какое-то разное окружение, разное место, но так как эти игры, они бесконечные, то естественно они могут быть разные.
But manifested avatar time, they are limited.
Но вот, как мы вчера говорили, проявленные игры, деяния аватар, они ограничены.
So sometimes there are more, sometimes less. This depends.
Иногда их может быть больше, иногда меньше.
It's better you should be out of the prison, not in the prison all the times.
Excuse me?
You should not be born in prison many times. You should be freely coming.
Ну да, лучше, конечно, чтобы Кришна не всегда рождался в тюрьме, чтобы он рождался в каком-то другом месте на свободе.
Maybe his appearance in prison and then all that thing happens is to teach us, if we take to Krishna consciousness, even we are in a prison of material world, we can be free.
Может, вот, это тоже Кришна нас учит таким образом, что он рождается в тюрьме, что даже если мы примем сознание Кришны, даже находясь здесь, в тюрьме материального мира, мы можем освободиться из нее.
Yeah, as soon as Krishna appeared and Vasudev took Krishna, all the shackles fell down, doors open, everybody sleeping, so the whole material world will sleep, we will chant chanting Hare Krishna, no problem.
То есть, допустим, как только Кришна родился, и Васудева взяла у себя на руки, сразу оковы, цепи были раскрыты, двери открылись, все заснули сразу. И то же самое в материальном мире, если мы будем воспевать Хари Кришна, будем в создании Кришны, то весь материальный мир еще откроется.
It's called Krishna Vahak Vasudev. Vahak means carrier.
То есть Vahak значит тот, кто перенес, нес Кришну.
So one who carries the Krishna in the heart, all his troubles are over.
Тот, кто несет Кришну в своем сердце, всем его проблемам приходит конец.
No more bondage.
Никакого больше не будет плена в материальном мире.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol, thank you very much.
Спасибо большое.